Has anyone ever seen the giant sequoia trees in Sequoia National Park in California? Okay, you're going to love this. I've never been, but it's now on my bucket list. The sheer size of these trees amaze me. The average sequoia tree is 2.7 million pounds and stands 275 feet tall. That's a huge tree. And then get this. The average trunk of the tree is 100 feet wide. 100 feet wide. That means only three trees will fit on the football field at Invesco Field at Mile High. Three trees, that's it. That's how big they are. The bark alone is 31 inches deep. And here's the real crazy thing. These huge trees do not have deep roots. They don't have deep roots like normal trees do. Normal trees that we see outside grow deep into the earth, and their roots keep them steady and sturdy when the wind comes. Giant sequoia trees, as big as they are, have roots that barely reach below the earth's surface. How is it possible, then, that these 2,000-year-old trees are still standing? Well, here's how. Giant sequoia trees only grow in groves. They grow in groups. And as a group, their roots intertwine with each other just underneath the surface of the earth. This way, when a strong wind comes up, their woven together roots hold them together, and they hold each other up. What holds you up? Who is closely tied to you and helps hold you up when the winds of life come blowing in? Because we're all in this together, aren't we? We're all connected to each other as the body of Christ. If one of us falls into a ravine, the body isn't as strong. And discipleship isn't an everyone for themselves concept. Jesus knew we needed each other to help us through life. Jesus knew no one should be left in the pit. He knew he couldn't leave that man's hand unhealed, even though the Pharisees were trying to trick him. Jewish law did not allow people to work on the Sabbath. So the Pharisees asked Jesus if it is legal to heal on the Sabbath, because healing the man's hand would have been considered work. But Jesus doesn't get sucked into that, and he responds to them with something they can actually relate to, and he starts talking about a lamb falling into a ravine, because he knows if someone's livestock falls into a hole, they're going to pull it out, even if it is the Sabbath. And Jesus knows this type of work is an exception to the Sabbath law. And what is so great about his response is that while the Pharisees are asking him about the legality of healing on the Sabbath, Jesus responds with kindness. And he says, surely kindness to people is legal, just like it is to animals. In other words, being kind to someone is always appropriate, even if it causes us some work. And kindness does not take a rest on the Sabbath, because the spirit of the law is love. And that is what really holds us together. Jesus knows that if we lose the spirit of love, we won't be standing for too long when the winds come. And Jesus also knows it's all too easy to get sidetracked by life. So Jesus came into this world and into this scene, and without yelling, and without walking on anyone's feelings, he profoundly and beautifully brings us back into the spirit of love, and he heals the man's hand. He ushers kindness back into the room, and it is holy. But it's not that convincing to the Pharisees. They don't buy it. They don't want any part of it. We know what that's like, right? We've all wished someone would have chosen to be kind with us instead of rude, to smile back, to let us in that lane of traffic, to help us when we need helping. And then there are those days when we think, maybe I should have said or done that with a little bit more love. Because we know the spirit of love that Jesus is talking about. We know this. We know that if a lamb falls into a ravine, we really should do our best to pull it out. We know that when someone is down in the dumps, we should help them out. We get that when one of God's children is sitting in the pits, showing love and kindness really does help. So we do these wonderful, merciful things to help them, to people we don't even know. Just like the youth shared last week on Youth Sunday. They shared all of the merciful acts they did on their mission trip to people they didn't even know and would never see again. Their powerful stories of mercy helped pull people out of the pits. And the things we all do to help people all come together to support this body of Christ here on earth. Because mercy is a huge and holy part of discipleship, just as devotion and worship are, which we talked about the Sunday before last, where we said devotion and worship were kind of the pit stops of discipleship, the parts of discipleship where we come to connect with God individually through devotion and communally in worship like we are right now, so we can refuel our tanks and take a rest from the fast pace of our lives. These pit stops of devotion and worship renew us, and they get us ready to live in the spirit of love so we really can show mercy to others. So what about this last part, justice? How does this last piece fit? Well, if mercy is pulling the lamb out of the pit, then justice is filling in the hole. If mercy is pulling the lamb out, justice is filling the hole. Filling the hole so that no other lambs fall in. Because how unfair would it be if someone saw a hole in the path ahead of us and didn't warn us? And it really wouldn't be fair if they had a shovel with them and didn't use it to fill the hole. You see, justice goes just underneath the surface and works for ways that we can support each other so no one falls down. So we all really can stay standing strong. So we are not just helping people out of the pit, but we are filling the holes that they might fall into. It's more proactive and preventative. It's looking at the larger fabric of life and how it's woven together. If there's a break in one of the intertwining roots, the grove needs repair. But some of it feels so huge, doesn't it? Just like those huge trees. How can one person repair a break in this huge grove? How can we realistically fill in the holes that are out there? Well, we can't fill every hole we see. We're only human. But if I fill in this part of the hole because I just happen to know and have the shovel for it, and you fill in that part of the hole because you are blessed with having the right shovel for that one, then we will have come together as loving and just disciples to make this world a better place. Because if we're all in this together, we need to learn to lean on each other once in a while. I might need your shovel one day, you might need mine the next. And if we're all doing our part, if all of our individual rootedness in Christ weaves us together, no wind can take us down. No hole will trip us up, and not one of God's precious lambs will be left in the pits. So what does all of this look like in your life? Are there potholes and pits you see or have survived yourself that you can help fill? Is there a special shovel you have that might fill a hole so no one falls into it? For when devotion, worship, mercy, and justice all come together in the spirit of love, our hands are healed so that we can be the hands of Christ in this world. And with the hands of Christ, the healing hands of Christ in this world, before you know it, Christ's justice will triumph, and the mere sound of his name will signal hope. May it be so. Amen.